is real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian officials confirm a car bomb in Moscow killed a high-ranking Russian general as the war between Russia and Ukraine, now into its third year, saw Russia carry out one of its deadliest attacks in Kyiv. It left nine dead in the Thursday morning and prompted President Trump to say,
I wasn't happy with it, and we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired, and I was not happy with it.
On the topic of talking peace, Russian state media says the president's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is in Moscow for talks. More than 200,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's funeral for Pope Francis. Nearly 200,000 people filed through St. Peter's Basilica in less than one day to pay their respects to the Pope. A 19-year-old in New Jersey has been arrested, charged with lighting a bonfire that sparked the wildfire that continues to burn. It's covered nearly 24 square miles. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
7.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first day of the NFL draft in Green Bay saw capacity crowds just an hour or so after officially opening. The NFL notified people at 6:20 that the crowd had reached maximum capacity and that general admission was paused. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the crowd that Green Bay has a population of 107,000, but the draft saw 125,000 plus visitors. The NFL said official counts from yesterday's draft was 205,000 sports fans. The NFL draft in Green Bay continues through Saturday at Lambeau Field and Titletown. The NFL Foundation and the Green Bay Packers together awarded a $150,000 grant to the nonprofit ComputeOpt organization yesterday. That organization will now use the money to give almost 500 new and refurbished computers and other devices to Oneida Nation students to use in school and at home. In town for the NFL draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell toured the school as part of the NFL Inspire Change event. A Shawnee County man was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 9 years extended supervision this week for 16 counts of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, 3 counts of possessing a silencer, and 1 count of possession of fentanyl. The other 61 charges against 34-year-old Kyle Matcha were dropped. The criminal complaint says Matcha was arrested after police responded to a domestic disturbance at his home. They found dozens of weapons, including 46 long guns and 23 handguns, and more than 1,300 pounds of ammunition. Matcha has prior convictions for possession and bail jumping. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers pick a receiver.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday! National Football League in Titletown, Green Bay. I'll tell you what, folks. We were there last night, and it was incredible.
It was fun. Yeah.
It was fun. But different. We were talking, I wonder if this could be disappointing. I don't think there's that many people coming to town. Holy crapola.
Boom.
Did they show up? I mean, from all over the country, all over the world. And you know what? I give people credit. I mean, like Miami Dolphin fans wearing their Jacksonville Jaguar. I mean, it's like, wow, that was something last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was unique, different. Never been to one of those. Never go again.
No, that's true. I ain't going back. But I got to tell you something. Mark Houston will be coming in later. Bell and Sports Medicine put together such a fantastic event at their place last night. I give them all the credit in the world. That was just incredible. So,
food trucks, everything was. Right? I mean, everything was.
It was great. It was wonderful. It was great. And the weather held. And I'm just proud of, us.
Yeah. But, I was in the tent, but still, I'm glad that. Third row. But it was fun.
But wow. I'm telling you, people, you can't. Dom and I, and Dom, we were talking about this. I think 14 years we had the season ticket, or Ted Thomas gave us the tickets to host veterans. And we're like, at first, this is probably about twice the size of a Packer crowd. And then it got to the point, this is probably three times the size of a Packer game day. What would you think, Jim?
Well, they said 205. So, yeah, that would be right, right?
But, I mean, just walking around, what did you feel? At least twice.
Yeah.
And maybe two and a half.
Again, my view was different. I came in a different way. I turned around and saw, that is a lot of people. Because I usually look at that parking lot and there's cars and tailgate parties. And then you turn around, you look at it, and it's just all people.
People.
It was no cars.
It was just
no,
it was
grills.
A sea of humanity.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
But it was cool. Everybody's in a good mood. And
right.
It was not that drunk kind of crowd.
Nope.
Everybody was great. I mean, it was really great.
There weren't even any beer stands in there.
I didn't see any either.
Yeah.
You didn't even see people walking around with beers too much, right?
Again.
I stuck one in my hoodie so I could walk. I took one. I'll be honest. I took two. But otherwise, I didn't see other people really drunk.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, again, I didn't.
But you know what I mean, though? The type of crowd it was.
No,
it
that crowd was
that
good.
Rowdy kind but, of. You know, Packer Vikings game.
What's it like to be in the third row at the NFL draft?
We had cocktail service. It was just, it's different. I think it's because a couple things. One is that, first of all, I didn't pay for the tickets. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
They didn't
have you. I'm going to back up. I'm going to do it. When's the last time you actually paid for a ticket to anything?
I don't remember. they did an event at the new community shelter. The lady from New York was in charge of it. she said, hey, look, are you guys going to the draft? I'm like, yeah, we live here. We're probably going to go. And she goes, well, let me see what I can do. And then she didn't call back. We're like, hey, look, she tried. She didn't call back. And then what's today, Friday? So it was, yeah, very late, Thursday, 11:30 at night. She goes, hey, I got a couple tickets for you guys. You want to go? So we went, and it was great. I tell you what was weird. This is, so there was somebody in the front row, and
I'm going to tell you a sad story. I'm going to tell you something first. I hate complimenting you on anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool sweater. Where'd you get that? I'm serious.
Where do you think you got it?
Pro Shop?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
No, this is old. No.
Is it?
Yeah, I dig this one out.
There's some cool swag out there. I'm going to be honest. I even complimented a couple of people at the Bellin thing last night. Where'd you get that?
I'm still waiting until Monday.
Yeah, me too. But there's some really cool things out there right now.
Yeah.
So I want to finish your story. What was sad about?
Front row.
Yeah.
Family.
Yep.
Nice family.
Yep.
Super nice. And the kid wearing a suit. And then the had a football autographed. I don't see who was autographing. But, you know, and they turned on. This is exciting. Yeah, this is great. You know, just a little. Because then some people came and sat in the second row. And then the person I was with, Chris, was like, wow, who do you think they are? I said, well, I don't know. I said, that's awesome. You know, the whole family was there, three kids and the mom and dad. And then Cleveland was up for their draft. And, you know, right before Cleveland came, you know, they take the kid away. And he was the Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that. Yeah. In the wheelchair.
Nope. Wasn't him. Okay. It was the Cleveland kid. His Make-A-Wish was to introduce somebody from Cleveland as his favorite team. So,
oh, okay.
Anyway, and so then that was pretty cool because then after a lot of people are fist bumping him and stuff. So,
well,
isn't that
neat.
Nice?
Yeah, yes.
The one that you saw, there was another one. There was two that night. I left after the
Packer. I didn't see your guy. I saw the kid in the wheelchair.
I left after the Packer draft. So,
okay.
Anyway, but yeah,
hey, I'm excited they got a wide receiver. Man, thank you. Bring as many weapons as possible.
It was funny though, but boy, do they boo! Can you hear that on TV? How loud they boo Goodell every time.
But he liked it.
He does. Yeah.
I was surprised. Remember, I said that yesterday, Todd. I thought maybe Green Bay would be the one place he didn't get booed, and you were like, Todd was like, nah.
But it's not. In that theater though, it's not Green Bay. I mean, they've got sections carved out for every team. They really, really dress up to, you know.
Yeah, no question.
So anyway,
isn't it kind of interesting though that all these people come and then the one guy who's kind of in charge of the whole big thing gets booed for it?
Yeah.
That should tell you how people feel about him, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, God bless you. You were in the bowl. We couldn't even get close.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I mean, could not even get close to it.
I text a friend of mine. I'm like, where are you? He goes, I'm behind you.
Yeah. And there's no way to get there.
I'm like, really?
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I've been to a million different events, and this was different.
It was very different.
This was different.
But, it's just a lot of energy and, you know, the music. I don't know what you thought of the music.
Who was the guy, Todd? Who sang the national? He was great, but who was that? Do you know, Todd?
I'll check. I'll look it up.
I mean, he's not like a big name, right? I was surprised.
I didn't know any big names
That was one of the surprising things. I mean, I would have thought it would be like, you know, Carrie Underwood or somebody.
They did promote Brad Paisley, you know, saying that he, you know, stick around type thing. I just thought there would be, it was good entertainment. You know, he did Michael Jackson. He just did a variety of music. But they thought he'd bring in somebody a little bit more known.
Yeah. Stephen Wilson Jr., guitarist? Little guitar? Yeah, that's what his name is.
And what was the band? It was Brass. I mean, it was a good band, but never heard of them.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was a guy like and a huge marquee name for the...
Because I think they could afford it. But it was a guy and a gal.
Yeah. I was surprised. But I'll tell you what, the Black Hawk helicopters, four of them that flew over at the end of the national anthem, came from the west side, and that was... really cool, wasn't it, though?
Yes.
What?
I would have sent the Jets, because we're kind of known for the Jets.
I thought the helicopters were pretty cool.
They were.
Okay.
I took pictures. I thought it was cool.
I did, too. I put it on my Facebook. I thought they were very cool. I mean, I almost got...
What? Jim, I'm just going to go ahead and call. You go ahead and order them for today, okay?
Thanks, Todd.
When they pick up the phone.
How? Well,
when the hell were the Jets? For the crane of life!
Those are...
I mean, I was...
just murder this bleeping city.
We had a lot of jets.
We're not over the jets.
Then they turn on those afterburners. You they're
take
so loud.
God bless it, Blackhawks, and stick them on a the sign.
Those
shine.
Were cool. I don't want to take anything away from them. But right. In Madison, we have jets too. That's where they came from. So anyway, yes, I thought that was nice. That was a nice touch.
All right. Vicky says it's Friday. Let's go.
Thank
Hello,
you, Vicky.
Vicky,
you
Vicky
are
is like our favorite
on.
Person. Vicky, you're our second favorite person.
My favorite.
Vicky, you're second. The lady last night that was my bartender at the Bellin thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very quietly. She says, I just want to thank you for your morning radio show. I listen every day,
nice?
And I really enjoy that. And I gave her a $20 tip.
Did you?
I did.
Before she said that.
No, after she said that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, so.
But that was just really nice of her to say that.
So yesterday, I didn't tell you the story.
I did. I'm going to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did ask somebody else, or I didn't ask. Somebody else asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, did Jim really burn his pet?
Move on.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You could say no to that because it was my sister's.
It was his brother.
It was my brother and it was my sister's pet.
Honest to God, we're sitting there. I got to ask you something, Mino.
Yesterday.
Is that true or is that BS?
And thanks for doing the promo yesterday because I had to run out of here at 9 because I had to get over to the Northland Hotel because Frank's going to be on our show later. We gave tours to people. They were just a lot of guests, but people would stop in and give tours. And the Crystal Ballroom, where you guys were, when that's where President Kennedy was and Vince Lombardi. They had the Vince Lombardi guy there walking around. Well, anyway.
Hey, Todd.
It was.
Is he a name dropper or what?
No. I'm just saying that you guys were there for that. But anyway.
John Kennedy.
The room was closed.
I sat next to Kennedy.
The room was closed because Mrs. Patrick Mahomes' mom was having a breakfast meeting for wives and mothers of
people,
of people being drafted. Like, that's
cool.
That's a niche.
But that's cool, right?
It's like what's going to happen tonight? This is what's going to happen if he does, if he doesn't.
And I thought that was really cool with the mom of the guy that the Packers drafted. And she was like, oh, my God, I love Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, we've been here. This is so awesome. How wonderful the people are. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that was and it was pretty well attended. But even those mothers are younger than we are. They are, John.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm going to throw this out there, Jim.
Yeah.
They also had the grandmother. The grandmothers are younger.
Are they? Oh, man. But anyway, so that the lady came down.
Say it like it is.
So that was over at noon, and we had to work till 1. So then the lady comes down, and they had on the tables these unbelievable bouquets of fresh flowers. And she goes, you know, we're going to fly back. I work for Mrs. Mahomes. And she, would you like one of these? And I'm like, sure. So then, of course, when I went home last night, I said, Don, I know I've been really busy. Todd's been working us a little overtime in the shelter. So I just got these to kind of, you know, show that I'm, you know, sorry about not being home a lot.
Free flowers.
Yeah. But I gave it to her. She didn't know that. I told her. After 30 years, she goes, you didn't buy these.
My lovely husband. Let me tell you about what Jim's
but
like.
But anyway, no. And then I gave her a gift basket. Look, I got some snacks. You can watch a movie. That was from A Simple Life.
That's right.
We got nice swag bags from Bellin last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a very nice swag. That was a great event. When Mark Houston comes in, I'm just going to just say, wow, buddy, you guys were like the central of the whole thing. What a great event they put together at Bellin Sports Medicine last night. And it was held upstairs of where they have their workout room.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool, where they videotape. They actually want me, one of the doctors wants me, they videotape people, and they want to use me as like their instructor video.
Right, because if you don't work out, that's what you could look like.
Wow. Hey, happy Friday to you. It is Penguin Day, Hug a Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, okay, Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day. Red Hat Society Day. Those ladies are great.
They are.
Have you ever been around them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're crazy. That's a great organization. Renee Zellweger is 56. Joe Buck, 56. Hank Azaria is 61. Al Pacino, 85. Wow. Brewers at the Cardinals tonight, 6:40 on WISS. Got some text here. Not since 2002. Green Bay picks a wide receiver. It wouldn't have been my choice. Better than our usual picks of defensive backs, offensive linemen, or defensive linemen every year. Hopefully this kid can beat out Bo Melton and Mecole Hardman. That's from Terry. Boy, he seemed like a great kid on the air, though, huh?
Yes.
I got this one. Clay Matthews was funny last night. I agree. I thought that was great. Boomer. text, couple of observations. We were in the Bull, and I would guess 25,000 to 30,000 people there. Today is not going to be a productive day in Green Bay. We're going to have a lot of tired cops and firefighters by Sunday. That's true, Brian. That.
Boy, that's true.
Wow. All right, we're going to start a quick break, man. It is Friday. We are in Draft Central, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Your Republican Representative Dave Steffen wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Representative Dave Steffen at 608-237-9194 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR, paid for by the Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
National Football League draft right here in town last night. It was amazing. Anybody that was there, text us, please. Let us know what your feelings were on the whole thing. I mean, God bless them. I mean, like getting... I took the bus over at the old Menards, where the Bellin has their beautiful new thing over
Center.
Across from the old Shakey's.
Sounding old there, Johnny. Menards is gone. Shakey's is gone. You mean...
I'm good. Let me tell you something, though. I want to start up a restaurant.
I would say Oneida and 41.
I want to start up a restaurant that'd be exactly like the old Shakey's. Because you know what? That was fantastic.
But you know,
the bunch of lunch and the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
But what, Jim?
Those buffets, John.
They were awesome.
What did Red Lobster doing? What did Red Lobster?
A buffet?
All you can eat.
I'm sorry.
Red Lobster, right?
What about it?
What did them in? Why did they go under?
I have no idea.
They launched a special. All you can eat. Well, I forgot what it was.
Shrimp, I think. Wasn't it? Something like that?
They couldn't believe how much people ate.
Oh, okay.
They didn't price it
well,
right.
I would have. I would be like, hey, put that down. That's enough. Let's go, buddy.
Sometimes I would just, and Shakey's, I think people liked their pizza. I think they loved the buffet.
I love the buffet.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's what it was, right? The chicken and the potato wedges.
It was amazing. It was wonderful.
And those buffets aren't cheap anymore. Have you been to, oh, it's a great company.
I haven't. I'm just going to say right now, I haven't. I don't go.
It's kind of a chain. It's owned by a young couple. You know, what's it? What's the, like on Main Street, you know, right next to a PDQ car wash?
I don't know.
They're great people. They give a lot of money to charity. Okay, I'll think about it. Anyway, they have the buffet, but it's not that inexpensive. It's because it's got the chicken, it's got the salad bar, different pizzas. I'll think about it.
Okay. I would, you know what I'd love? I'd love, okay, I live upstairs to our studio. I would give anything if this next to us was like a restaurant that had a salad bar. I could live at a salad bar every day.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a good salad bar. Yep. Actually, no, the Union Hotel, which is a great place, you know, I mean, legendary, 150 years or whatever. But they, for the big thing they had across the street the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they were in charge of, like, the salad bar part with the relish trays and things like
hot
that.
Hot bacon.
Yeah, and there's, like, so much more. Dom and I, who Dom worked at the Union,
yeah.
He was, they take that stuff serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even like the ham spreads and the different cheeses, that's like real serious type things. And is that in Wisconsin? Is that I don't know. I mean, I never paid attention when I lived in Arizona or Idaho or whatever. But I mean, we take salad bars so serious here.
We do. And it's, you can fill up on a salad bar. You got to be careful with that. But we don't have to read the second one. But no, not Pizza Wagon or Happy Joe's. Is that what it's called?
Tori, I'm just going to call you out, Tori.
I think that's funny.
Hey, Tori. Tori says, I was at the Oval Office last night. They had a great buffet. Tori. Got this one from William. Pizza Wagon or Happy Joe's?
That's not what it's called. It's not
Happy Joe's has...
Well, Happy Joe's is great. They got a great salad bar. And yeah, we used to go there every Friday.
Happy Joe's?
When our kids were little.
That's the first place I ever had BLT pizza.
Yeah.
Taco pizza, fantastic.
BLT pizza. Wow. Yeah, they were good.
Pizza Ranch?
That's what it's called. Pizza,
thank you.
Pizza
You're
Ranch.
Right. Yeah.
And Pizza Ranch is in our area here. It's owned by a young couple. And they'll do that on like Wednesdays. It goes to the Boys and Girls Club or it goes to, you know, Salvation Army. That is a very charitable company. But when I was in that Big Brothers, you know, program, he liked to eat there. But again, it should cost money because there's a lot of food in there. But that's a great place.
I've gotten really cheap in my old age.
Oh, yes.
Is that weird?
You too, Jim?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm agree with John. Right. If I got cheap, I don't know. You have to ask.
Well, you bring your wife fresh flowers from from a job.
Things just seem so expensive, don't they?
I think they're more expensive.
They
I'll
just
give you
seem
that.
Expensive.
But it's here. I don't think you.
And I always thought, you know, my dad. And your dad and our dad, Todd's dad, they could open up their wallet and then have like $20 in their wallet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Do you carry $20 in your wallet?
Nope.
Do you?
I don't carry a wallet. This is what I think. This is how I justify it. I think if you're going to spend X amount a month, right? Or whatever. But I don't have any expenses anymore because my kids are gone.
Yeah.
So it's not as stressful to me.
My kid makes twice as much as I make.
So do I.
Three times. I've been three times more.
All of that.
Yeah,
so,
yours too. Your doctors and everything. Brian says, Green Bay Metro did a fantastic job with the buses.
Let's
I agree.
Let's tell Patty that because she was taking a little bit of heat. Remember when she was in here and we're like, look, because the communication between some of these silos wasn't working for her. And she's like, I didn't know. I thought they were doing this.
I'm just going to say something.
So she did a good job.
And that is not. I was talking to people last night that are very deeply involved with the draft, and they were saying the same thing. Up until a few days ago, they still weren't even sure on some things. Yeah. But it did seem to all come together.
So I just got to tell you, so yesterday, and Frank can probably agree with this, there's some people at the Northland from Pittsburgh, you know, kind of coming in and checking it out. And I said, so any concerns so far? He goes, well, the layout. Because remember how that was such an issue for like months?
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, get that squared away first. Because they want their store, how did he say it? In the zone or out of the zone? I forgot what he wanted because I think if you're in the zone, you have to pay an extra commission on your stuff. So
correct.
I think he wanted to be right out of the zone. Anyway, he was talking about that. Anyway, he thinks Green Bay's really laid out well. So I don't know. They're here because it's going to be in Pittsburgh next year and they're going to be on the clock Sunday. Wow.
Good luck.
It's an event. I'm just telling you, folks, whoever wants to go there. Got another text here from Brian. I have a friend who went to Seattle only to go to Shakey's. Brian, you're lying. What's wrong with you, Brian?
Yeah, he's a pretty straight shooter.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to start a quick break. We've got a great lineup for you, folks. Back after this.
That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good
night. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsin judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school, but her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting a Milwaukee County Circuit judge is under FBI scrutiny for allegedly aiding an undocumented immigrant. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The paper says the feds are trying to determine if Judge Hannah Dugan obstructed federal enforcement efforts by hiding a defendant in a jury deliberation room. Someone was taken into custody by immigration officials April 18th at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The arrest marks the third recent ICE detention there. Judge Dugan denies any wrongdoing. State lawmakers are divided, with Democrats praising her for allegedly protecting due process, while Republicans condemn what they say is potential obstruction.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We'll talk about Joe Zepecki throwing his hat in the ring to head up Wisconsin Democrats. Also, a little audio sorbet. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It's a good-looking Friday out there. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh High today, 50 some showers in the forecast, National Penguin Day, Hug a Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, which I'm a big fan of, Red Hat Society Day. Those ladies are awesome. We got a text here. I went to the draft for the noon opening yesterday. Planned to ride free Metro buses from a stop on 9th Street. First three buses that stopped were at capacity when they got to us, so we took Uber to the entrance. Stayed till early evening. Had a great time with awesome people. Did use the Metro bus to leave. Great for Green Bay. I heard Ubers were $200 last night.
Wow.
Per ride. Somebody help us. We need some people on the street type reporters. Lisa, no disrespect to you, but we need some reporters that were in the trenches last night, how expensive things were or were not. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on in Oshkosh?
Well, nothing compared to what's going on in Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay has got it this week. It is all about the NFL draft. Everything is about the NFL draft.
It truly is. It's
been that way for about a year, but yeah
it truly is. It's like, almost overwhelming in some ways there.
Like my wife said, living in Green Bay, you wouldn't know the Pope died. So, yeah, it's
who been, died?
Oh.
Who died?
Yeah, see, right next to me.
But now, I will say that the diocese did have a reaction to the Pope's death. So, I mean, there was some reaction. It just got buried.
Page 5.
Yes.
Saw it. But yeah, it's a big deal. But they've done a good job.
Did great.
We both went last night till midnight.
I'm not going to be that guy. Some people, for whatever reason, they just want to have a bad attitude. Ah, it's going to suck. It's like, embrace it. Come on, man.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
It was super. But it's just, if there's so many people out there, if you're claustrophobic, kind of, it's almost like, wouldn't you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, 205,000 people was the official count from yesterday from the NFL.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that. Really?
Yes.
When did you get that, Lisa?
205,000. I got that from the NFL One Pass.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that, because we were trying to estimate how many were there. Yeah.
The quote-unquote maximum capacity for the NFL draft stage theater area is 125,000.
Okay.
And they reached maximum capacity like at 620 last night.
Yeah, I put a thing on my Facebook where they had the big board up. We are closed down. Nobody else. Yeah.
Yep. And so they were trying to get people into the Lambeau Bowl, which makes sense. And then they were able to open back up about an hour later and let more people in.
I mean, I was surprised when I left, and I left before the Packers actually made their draft pick, because I wanted to kind of beat the crowd. I figured there's gonna be a big, you know,
and
even on Ashland, there were signs basically saying, "Don't go to Lambeau Field. Don't even just no. Don't go this way. It's over. It's done. Nobody else is allowed in anymore. So yeah, it was insane in that part.
Well, there was
it.
A mass exit.
But it was honest to God, the least it was a nice crowd. Hey Jim, if that's the best way to put it, it was just a nice crowd. It wasn't a heavy drinker kind of let's get hammered and swear and
well, there was
do whatever.
A lot of like teenagers.
Yeah,
I mean teenagers,
it's a
like,
young
teenagers
crowd.
Like 16, 17.
Yeah, a lot
like,
of kids.
12-year-olds.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. That was fun.
Oh yeah. Definitely
I
a family.
I counted that. People with a clicker. There was only 203,000, Lisa. Yeah. We just had somebody
well, people
text
debate that number. But, yeah.
That's what the NFL said. 205,000 people.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's what I'm going with. Yeah. It's their official number.
Cool.
But it is true that they really don't know because there was no.
What official type of thing would you do?
In the theater, they scan your tickets.
Hey, did you see the snipers on top of
My gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
The Legacy.
Yeah.
They're up top there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the whole thing. And both sides. You could see them standing on top of the roofs of Kohler Lodge.
I think Nick actually posted a picture of it. He goes, those are not like
satellite
dishes.
These aren't fans.
Yeah.
Those aren't weather vanes.
No.
Wow. No.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it's kind of scary, right?
I mean, I'll tell you what, there was security to the maximum, wasn't there, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the last thing they want is something.
No,
yeah, I mean,
right.
Come on.
But there were,
the money that's in this thing.
Right. Mm. Lisa?
Absolutely. Yes?
Talk to us.
Oh, I could talk to you about so many things, and you guys seem focused on the draft, but, you know, for New Wisco weekend this weekend, we're not focused on the draft.
Right.
We did that last week. We're focused really on superheroes because Monday is Superhero Day, National Superhero Day. So we're focusing our episode on everyday heroes and superheroes in Wisconsin. The Red Cross is looking for nominations for their heroes, several different categories of hero that they're looking for, not just somebody who gives blood for the Red Cross, but maybe somebody who put together a drive for the community. It's it's all about the everyday heroes.
They're
so we've
there.
Got that story. We have a lot of everyday heroes throughout the area. I mean, people do really good things here in Wisconsin. We have that. We have our cover story is Dean Robbins, who wrote a book on the 100 Wisconsin idols. So people who have inspired the state, him and the world. Let's see. What else do we have? We have a story on the Optimist Club again.
Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry. Can back up a little bit here. Tell us again about this book.
100, the 100 idols, the Wisconsin idols. I didn't interview Dean. Terry Barr did. So I can't get really into the nitty gritty, but he basically took 100 people, and his editors told him he had to limit it to 100. 100 people throughout Wisconsin that have inspired the state, inspired the world, inspired him to do different things. And it could be anything from an everyday hero who raises money for a charity to some sort of a celebrity that inspired.
Bet you Liberace's in there.
No, he's not. He's 104.
Is Liberace still relevant today?
No.
They're talking about somebody who influenced.
Hey, Lisa.
My mom
not outside of this show, he's not.
My mom bought me this book when I was in high school. The 100 Most Influential People. Just that's the title of the book. You know, I mean, Christ is in there, Muhammad, the guy, the penicillin guy. Anyway, if this is the 100 most influential people that influence, you know, it's not one lane, right? It's the whole influential people that are from here. Yes, influencing music, entertainment, he's in there.
He's so overrated.
Well, he's in there.
But he's so overrated. Wouldn't you say, Lisa?
He was a great showman, but he's not relevant today because it's
well, a lot of people in that book are dead, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
Gaylord
Nelson's
in there.
Think about it. Anybody under the age of, let's say 40, really won't have the connection to Liberace as anybody over the age of 40.
Right.
The only reason I know Liberace so well is because my grandmother had a crush on him and watched everything she could see.
Really?
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of a wasted crush, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very wasted crush.
I think, I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, that's cool. The interview is with the author, on Sunday. All right, cool.
Hey, Lisa.
And he's our cover story.
Would you do me a favor?
I will try.
Would you hook up us with him? I think that'd be great to talk to him.
That'd be fun. That would be
You're going to have to go through Terry on that one.
Okay. All right,
we'll talk to her.
I don't.
I would love to know. I want to know, like, who would be the number one person?
Look it up on his book. You know, you can buy his book. It's DeanRobbins.net is his website. That much I can tell you.
What do you think?
Number one influential person in Wisconsin.
Nobody knows Gaylord Nelson.
Birthday?
Absolutely. He's the one who started Earth Day.
I'll bet you that. I bet you he's in the top 10.
He's overrated. Come on. I say Bart Starr.
No.
You know who's going to be number one?
Vince Lombardi.
Who?
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, no. Okay.
That
man from Green Bay who served, what, 16 years
or so? What was his name? Not even in the book. He's not in the... Talk about 104.
Jim Schmack. Yeah.
I almost made it. I was 111.
If they go, they may go way back to Explorers. And
Jim would write a separate book, 104. Yeah. 104. Right?
Who do you think?
That'd be fun. That's going to be fun. All right.
Do you know Lisa?
No. I do not.
I wonder if he put him in order.
I think Vince Lombardi.
I wonder if he put him in order, if he just like, you know.
Just in general?
In no general order, alphabetical order, or something like that. But I hope he put him in order.
Bart Starr is in the book. I don't know exactly where. Because I'm looking at some of the people mentioned.
And Lombardi's obviously in the book. I hope it's not too skewed towards
sports.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it is. I don't
Hank Aaron? I mean,
he's in the book.
Hank Aaron is?
Yeah.
Am I?
I don't see him. No, I don't see him.
105, 106, 107.
Not John Minow.
Yeah. All right.
Volume 2.
Jim Schmidt, maybe, but not.
Well, that's cool. All right. So you've got that. That's on Sunday. Talking to him.
Yes. All right. Well, that's Saturday and Sunday. New Wisco Weekend airs Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. Yeah, and then you can also pick it up on our websites and at civicmedia.us as well.
And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got Lean Local. What do you got this week, Jim?
Yes. What do you got coming up?
Ours is all about water safety because it's coming. I mean, it doesn't feel like it today. So the first half is with a DNR warden who patrols the waters. And pretty interesting on what he finds that's wrong with boats and people. And
amazing how many drunk people pilot boats.
And it's life preservers. And it's just a lot. And then we have another lady come on. I don't really mention you, John, but I do reference you. And she just talks about accidents that happen in pools. She is the parks director here in the city of Green Bay.
Okay.
And we have three aquatic centers. And I said, she teaches private lessons and group lessons. And I said, I didn't mention your name, but I said, I have a friend of mine that I have a morning show with. So I kind of threw her with the friend part. And she said, I said, if I buy him lessons, can you teach him how to swim? She said, in 8 weeks, he won't drown. It's like she could teach you to swim to shore.
8 weeks? That's a long time.
Oh, I don't think that's long at all.
Well, I thought you were, can I be honest with you? I thought you were going to bring up where I got to get pulled out of the lazy river at Wisconsin Dells.
That won't happen again. You won't be afraid of water.
I'm not afraid of water, Jim. I've just had some bad experiences.
Anyway, it's really interesting. And she said, young kids, do you take them when they're, like I took my kids, like where they're still in the diaper, just floating around, or do you just teach them when they're 3 or 4? And is it too old? So it's very interesting on water safety from both perspectives.
Can you stick around? I want to talk to you more about that 100, the book.
I'll try to talk to you about it. I don't have a lot of information, but sure.
It's really that Terry's thing is what she's saying.
Yeah, I know. But I want to talk to you more about that. Is that okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Sure. Lisa Hale.
Lean Local, Sundays at
1 o'clock.
There you go.
Lisa, you grab one of your cue. Wow. You Louisiana women are just...
I know.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood.
valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Something special is cooking in Appleton Saturday, May 17th, and it's more than just good food. It's a double anniversary celebration for two of the town's Caribbean gems. Caribbean Taste celebrates 6 years on the road, and Area 509 marks 3 years in Appleton with a party you won't forget. From 2 to 10 p.m. at 1025 North Badger Avenue, it's all about live music, tasty food, cold drinks, an ice cream truck, yard games, and more. Family-friendly, full of flavor, and pure island energy. Don't miss it.
Commando Paintball is open for walk-on play this Thursday through Sunday from 9 to 5. Even players from the green and gold have hit the fields at Commando. Now it's your turn. You don't need experience, just bring your sense of adventure. Located just minutes north of Green Bay, Commando Paintball features massive outdoor fields and non-stop action. Full rental packages are available. Grab your friends and jump in. Learn more at CommandoPaintballSports.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And for us, it's always a treat when Ace Champion comes by the show. But you don't have to wait for his next appearance to see him. In fact, you can cook like a champion on Thursday, May 1st at 5:30 p.m. Watch Chef Ace craft award-winning recipes, and you'll gain valuable cooking tips to elevate your skills in the kitchen. And this time, he's making spicy Jamaican jerk chicken with sweet mango rum sauce. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. You're timing good, fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I see love that money just can't buy.
Hey, sometimes he says little things where it's like, I'm surprised. We're talking about last night, what time he left, and we're here with Mark Cusin. It's like, you know, because I left right before the Packers pick so I could watch it on TV, and I thought there'd be just a huge deluge of people. And she goes, yeah, I did too. It's like leaving right after communion. It's like, you're such a Catholic. It's like, I didn't think you were one of those guys that would leave at communion.
Oh, there were a lot of people that left after the Packer pick. A lot. So,
do we have Lisa Hale? Lisa, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, we got Cheese Curd Nick coming out to give us a report of being at Ground Zero last night, okay?
Okay,
Cheese Curd Nick.
And he does every Packer game. Oh. He's got his pulse, his ear to the ground.
Yes. How did it go, brother?
It was slow. It was slow to start. It was very slow. I know Jim came down there. What time were you down there, Jim?
5:30.
Yeah, 5:15. It was a light switch about an hour after you left, dude.
Good. All right.
So we got rocked.
Awesome.
But we didn't, like when me and you talked when you were down there, it was very snailish, very turtleish.
I was a little worried for you.
Yep. And then when they got to capacity, about a half an hour after capacity, we got waves and waves of people.
Good.
I mean, did they stop people? And Mark Houston's here too, and we were at his event last night, which was fantastic. But when I left, like I said, right before the Packers pick, and I'm driving down Ashland, and there were signs up, you know, don't even try to go to Lambeau Field right now. So did they, like, shut it down, Nick? Did they stop letting people in?
they stopped letting people in, but then I guess people left, and then they started, they reopened it. You know, they were monitoring it, but they called it, I think Fox 11 had it on their thing this morning as an ebb and flow after it initially got closed.
Okay.
What's good about,
so people had to leave for people to come in, you know?
Right.
So,
but what's good about that is that people still wanted to be in that atmosphere. So they went to like the Stadium View, or they went to Badger State. You know, they still wanted to be in that environment. And that's where you got your big influx of people.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that I was talking to yesterday that they were kind of doing the outside thing first, and they're going to do the inside thing like today or tomorrow.
Right.
And then there's other people that I know that I talked to early on that were kind of walking through. Like, there was a huge group of Cleveland Browns fans that were there, yes, like, early on. You know, they said that they were going to try to do the draft experience inside yesterday and then maybe even a little bit today and then mill around, you know, the outskirts, you know, later tomorrow and Saturday.
What time was Stadium View? What time did you guys serve till?
I think we served, we quit cooking sandwiches, I think around 9:15, maybe 9:30, 9:45. I think, then that got burned up, and then we did curds until, I want to say, 11:15 or 11:30.
Okay, great. Hey, Nick, and I know we were just kind of like walking around like tourist type things. I didn't think it was a rowdy, drunk kind of crowd. I thought it was a really well-behaved type of crowd.
They were. There was a handful of them. You know, as the night gets longer, you know, you are going to get that. But yeah, I would say if you compared the drunkenness from a Packer game to like the draft, there was less people inebriated than at a game.
Which says a lot, because there's 2-3 times the number of people
versus Packer. Yeah, right. But I thought it was a great crowd. People, so. Hey, Lisa, we're talking about this. Obviously, we're, you know, right here in the epicenter of it. What's like Oshkosh in those areas? How are they looking at the draft?
Well, they're looking at the draft as hopefully a way to get some people into our area as well to see the wonderful things happening in the Fox Cities and in Oshkosh. We've provided hotel rooms and things like that. I know Appleton's doing a mini mile of music during the draft to give people things to do when they're not at the draft. But I mean, I'm not seeing it here like I would an EAA.
Right.
But then again, yesterday when I got done with work, I went straight home and went straight to bed. Yeah. So right.
How many does EAA bring in, Lisa?
EAA brings in hundreds of thousands of people.
That's what I mean. I mean, how many? Yeah. I wonder, it's got to be about this size, wouldn't you think?
I would think a
couple hundred thousand?
But, you know, a lot of them stay right there on EAA grounds.
Right.
It's not like they're, yeah.
But I mean, if somebody hasn't been to EAA, they would be shocked at how many people come into there. Oh, my God. Yeah. Good. Hey, Mark, read that. Mark just looked it up.
I looked it up. 2024, 686,000 people.
Wow.
So if you guys look at what happened yesterday, they're saying that there was 205,000 in attendance yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's 686.
But EAA brings in 600,000. So
that's probably 7 days.
Right. But still,
Yeah.
Wow.
But still, I mean, that's a lot of people that are brought in.
Oh,
so.
Right. It's a lot of people, even for Green Bay. You know, you're looking at double. If you look at how they're presenting it, you're looking at 200,000 people. That's double the population of Green Bay in that footprint.
Exactly, Nick. Yes, and that's one of the things that the commissioner said. You know, Green Bay has a population of 107,000 people, or give or take, and the capacity for the NFL draft theater is 125,000. So when they shut down, they had all of the Green Bay population plus in that area.
Yeah, it was
so insane. We served yesterday. We had 1,945 tickets, and we sold 3,300 items.
Wow.
That's a lot of items.
Hey, Nick.
That's all the items. That's hot dogs, burgers, brats, and cheese curds.
Did the mayor give you the biggest tip you got for the night?
I don't even know. He wanted to pay for his food, and I said, just throw it in the tip jar, so I don't know what he threw in there. Yeah, I know there were some 20s in there, but Nick, there was also a lot of wadded-up singles.
No, Nick, I told Johnny this morning it would have been cheaper for me to buy my burger. But all I had was
he did say that.
All I had was 20s on me. But no, you have great service, great food. I'm glad that worked out for you. I was a little bit worried when I saw you last night. I'm glad it picked up, you know. And what a great
Lisa
place
Lisa Hale,
to...
give your show a plug.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. Find it on the Civic Media website as well.
It is a fantastic show. Love what you do.
Superheroes this week. It's
You're the best.
Be
Lisa Hale, thank you so much. Back after this.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday's...
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News.
Mark your